Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. And if you go to both MobiusStripPress.com and reclaimingtherepublic.org, you'll be able to find out more details regarding Republic Review and understand the almighty power that the states actually have over that Constitution. The call-in number is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. So we will be having the final segment of my conversation with Mr. Griffin, and it was a fascinating conversation. The man is a prodigious man and one with a lot of history, and history both in the trenches and leading. So anyway, after this segment, we will air his final segment, and then for the last half of the show, if you've got some questions, by all means, you're more than welcome to join in the dialogue. And I'm actually hoping to maybe get a caller that wants to talk about religious freedom. But let me go through the typical stuff. If you do call in, I just ask that you abide by the three C's. If you know my name, then be confidential. There's your first C. Be civil. I try to be civil to everybody. And be concise so that we can make the most out of the remaining time that we have for this hour show, because an hour flies by very fast, my friends, very, very fast. I know I've told you about my presentation, that there's a link to the YouTube video that's out there. By all means, please take advantage of that. That way you can just the first 30 minutes, instead of watching some stupid news distraction or some stupid sitcom, take the 30 minutes and watch that presentation. Watch me go through the academic argument of what we have to do. And it's an irrefutable argument that supports the concept of Republic Review. And so that way you can actually host your own, you know, presentation, have people come over and say, watch this. And you can impress people of the this newfound knowledge that you have, and, you know, kind of share that with them. As a matter of fact, there are more and more people that I'm starting to work with across the United States, and these are leaders I'm working with, that are really trying to help and support in getting into this, because as they begin to understand this, they don't have any doubts. I mean, they all have, well, what about this and what about that? And there are some things that I haven't thought of. But for the most part, if you read my books, you will find that I pretty much have kind of gone through a lot of things and how things get laid out from the academic or from the textbook to actual. It's kind of like business. Things don't necessarily translate one for one. Sometimes it's a two for one or it's a one for two. Anyway, I also want to make mention that I will be, and it'll probably be in the next few weeks, I will be setting up crowdfunding, and I'm also going to be setting up the SoundCloud podcast. That way you can just subscribe, because they have RSS feeds and other people can you can share the links and so forth, instead of going to my my website to getting the podcast, because I want to kind of get out of managing the website and the podcast. Once I just get it uploaded, it's just done. And so I will keep copies of that. I keep copies of everything. But anyway, those things and those changes will be coming. So again, here's your chance to call in. You know, I'm not a jerk, and I'm not one who rips into people unless you really, 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 really deserve it, because you've been uncivil with me and because of other reasons. But I mean, for the most part, I'm trying to have a good intellectual conversation and putting emotions to the side. And I understand talking about politics, you can be and become very emotional. And so I just hope people can maintain some objectivity in calling. And that's why I asked to be civil. There are many hosts out there that have egos that fill up worlds just like this one. And I'm not one of those. And if you couldn't tell by my interview with Dr. Vial and my other interviews, if you go listen to them on my other podcast page, you will probably understand, and I think you'll even agree, that I don't set people up. I don't try to get people, aha, I gotcha. I don't have those types of moments, nor do I blindside callers or guests. I want to have a good civil discourse regarding the Constitution, because I truly believe reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And I believe that all of the callers should be reasonable. It's just that they don't necessarily have the same level of information that I have. And I'm hoping that they're reasonable with me in trying to help me understand something that I may be missing. There may be a treasure trove of actual founding documents that have never been disclosed that are outside of our purview. And I'm anxious in finding out about those things, because who knows? Those documents may actually prove that I'm wrong. Now, most people that do know me, they know that I like to be right. When I go out on the limb, I don't want to go out on the limb, you know, half cocked. I want to be right, and I want to have good footing. Now, there are times when I have ran out there with reckless abandon, but those were my less informed days of my youth. But anyway, let me get back to this conversation. And actually, I would love to have, because I think it's time people start hearing the conversation about religious freedom. Does the Constitution protect religious freedom? And what does that mean? What is the context to that within the Constitution? What did they mean when they put the First Amendment in? And what do those words very specifically mean? And we can go through the First Amendment and talk about this. That being said, I'm going to be airing, like I have said before, the very last segment with G. Edward Griffin. And so as soon as we come back from the commercial break, I will, be having that conversation. And then after that segment, we will go back to kind of live open phones. And so you're more than welcome to call in and talk. But the one thing that I've learned is that there are lots of people that recognize that there's something rotten in Denmark. And I think there have been lots of people that have been brilliant in figuring out certain things to do. One of those people I just got off the phone with, and the gentleman's name is Bob Schultz, and he is up out of New York, and he has been very myopic in trying to restore the First Amendment rights of petition of our government. And it's basically the last clause, the petition clause, within the First Amendment. And so he's been fighting since the 90s with the government in addressing very specific petitions. And he's been challenging them on where do they get this authority and so forth. I really hope and pray to have him come on. He is a treasure trove of information regarding what he has done. And he's been through court. The gentleman started off as an engineer. And after, I think, 9 or 10 years of doing that, he became, I don't want to say possessed, but he became immersed so much in fighting for his petition rights and so forth that he basically set aside his career and decided to take a no-income life, and has been fortunate enough to be able to live and do those things that he has done. He has definitely forged a way through the snow that will make it a lot easier for a lot of us to understand and follow those same footprints and tracks. And that's how we get further than those predecessors that had forged those ways, because they make it easier for us to get to their end, and then we can go a little bit further out. Well, there it is. That's the end of this segment. And so when I come back, it will be with Dr. Griffin. And so Mr. Griffin. So I hope you enjoyed this last segment. And then we'll be right back after that conversation. So thank you so much. And please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services. But due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. So this is the last quick segment. I know that you have to go. So, okay, so folks, we're back with Mr. Griffin, and I know that we don't have much more time with you. So this apathy, and I know it can be a motivator, but with Freedom Force and these Red Pill University expos, is there something more behind the Red Pill University than the expos itself? And is it just going to be an annual thing, or is this going to become a monthly, or what?
Well, the expos are clearly on a track for an annual event. This is turning out to be a really big event. I can see it in the future. This year we expect maybe 800 to 1,200 people. At the rate the tickets are being sold right now. We may have to close the doors long before our final date. The response is just amazing. So I can look into the future and think, my gosh, maybe we'll have 5,000, 10,000, 50,000 people. I don't know. What we want to do is have expos all over the world, in every country, maybe eventually in every region, and so forth. Expos are a place where people come together and meet each other, because I think it's one of the strategies that we have to learn from our opposition is that they are very networked. Freedom-loving people like to stay home. They don't want to go out. They don't want to get involved in politics. They don't like group activities and all that stuff. But these collectivists, they just love groups, you know, and they love power mechanisms and all that kind of thing. So, but here, the expos are a place for people to come together, meet each other, exchange business cards, and say, my gosh, I'm not alone after all. One of the biggest problems we have is that we are in the majority, but we don't know it.
Right. So are you planning on actually doing, because I don't know if you did it on the first one in Bozeman, but are you planning on doing like a video documentary of the expo so that you can offer either that as a marketing tool or as a follow-on educational tool for those who couldn't afford or to, you know, either the time, money, or what have you, to come and attend.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Actually, we'll be live streaming the event for those who are not able to come. It's pretty pricey. You've got to come all the way to Spokane, take a hotel room, travel expenses. The tickets are they're sort of in the middle of that, for that kind of an event. But for those that can't afford the time or the money, we'll be live streaming it. There'll be DVDs available for those that want it afterwards. There'll be free broadcasts afterwards. We want the word out. Naturally, we have to generate some revenue so we can keep this movement going. But everything we're doing at some point or other will be available free on the internet or to people that know others with DVDs. You can lend the DVDs around and so forth. So, yeah, in fact, we're hoping that our local campuses of the university, I haven't even talked about that yet, but we have already a couple of campuses. We hope to have a campus of the university in every county in the United States and in similar geographical areas around the world. These are local groups of people, and we're hoping that these campuses will have a live presentation of the live stream of the expo, so then every little community, people can go and have an open house, for example. They can rent a little meeting room, or they can have it in somebody's living room with a big screen television, you know, eat popcorn and drink soda pop or whatever and watch the whole thing. And there are many ways of getting this information out to the world, and we're pursuing all of them.
Awesome. And so I would probably say this. Actually, the question is, do you have a YouTube presence so that you can provide these short little videos of educating people on all of these little facets of Freedom Force?
Well, yes. Okay. That's called Red Pill University.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And it's a way of keeping this flow of information moving 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
So
that's what Red Pill University is all about.
Okay. So is that the channel on YouTube?
No, it's a website, but when you get there, it's under construction now. You can see it, and you can see how it's forming. It'll kind of look like YouTube. It'll just have little options all over the screen.
Interesting.
And every day there'll be new contributions from various faculty members. We're signing up faculty members now, and they're sending us our videos, and they're there. Every day there'll be new material.
Awesome. I promise to let you go and have you out of here by quarter two on our local time. And so we're almost out of time. We've got 1 minute, but I guess I have to thank you again for coming on. I know I thank you a lot, but what you're doing has been basically forging away. And I've always told people that, you know, when you have to travel through the snow, it's always easier to follow the footprints that other people have made. And so you've made it a lot easier for people like myself and others to kind of, you know, get running in the snow to be able to, you know, forge forward ourselves into these paths forward where you may turn or where you may stop or what have you, because there's lots, I think there's a lot of symbiosis between all these different organizations. And so I hope to have you back on if we can find some more time for you. And secondly, I would love to, again, immerse myself. So I'll reach out to your organization later on, probably tomorrow. And thirdly, I would love to probably have some time to kind of share some of the stuff that I'm doing, because I know I've shared some of that stuff and we didn't even get a chance to talk about Republic Review. But before we do, I really want you to understand what it is so that I can get your feedback on it, because it wouldn't be fair to you to ask you a bunch of questions on something that you kind of have only got a kind of a cursory look at it. And so that's why I didn't want to necessarily bring that up. There's plenty of material here, folks. Mr. Griffin, thank you again for your time, and we will have you back on shortly, someday, soon?
I hope so.
Okay.
I've enjoyed it a lot, and I have a feeling that the people that that listen to this broadcast are exactly the kind of people who are going to change the world.
Thank you so much, and again, thank you for your time, and we'll be talking to you soon. Goodbye now.
Bye.
And so, folks, what we have here is an awesome opportunity in learning what other avenues are out there and how we can start connecting. And just like Mr. Griffin was talking about, I think it is paramount that we start networking, because some of the things he says, I say all the time as well, you're not alone. You may seem like, you know, you're the only one on your block, but there are places like where I live today that are beckoning to, you know, call other people to come here, like the readout area. And you've probably heard my commercial on this. That being said, I want to kind of conclude with this thought that I would love to get Republic Review discussed with Mr. Griffin, because I believe it is it's not a change or it's not a shift in his paradigm. It is only just broadening it, because every time I talk to anybody regarding the Constitution, our problems and everything else, we all agree it's just that little 5% degree or a 15 degree difference in the paradigm, in broadening it to understand the scope and magnitude of what the framers gave us. And as what I asserted earlier, and I constantly say this, that the Lord actually inspired in inciting these framers in writing this document the way they did. There's no doubt if the Lord is omnipotent, as we believe, and as I have a testimony of, then he knew that someday we would need to rely and fall back upon the Constitution to be able to save us from the evils of those who had perverted its intent and basically took us off of the track of the contract and allowed us to be thrown under the whims of government and nefarious people with, I will say, maybe noble intent, but pernicious ideas and pernicious subtext to what we're doing today. There's no doubt in my mind the framers are probably rolling in their grave. And with that, we will have a follow-on segment to end this particular show. And I hope you really enjoyed this conversation with Mr. Griffin. And I'm hoping to have many other times with him and a lot of other really good guests so that we can delve into the details as to Republic Review and how it will save our Constitution. And with that, we will reclaim the Republic together. But we'll have a quick break, and as soon as we hear from our sponsors, we'll be right back. Thank you so much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships. From the designers they work with, the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner, they relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus up front on what you want and what you need and begin forming a plan like a sculptor taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, Rippey Homes takes a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component in the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream. To make your dreams become reality, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Mr. Griffin. I know he's got a lot of energy for, let me see, what is he, 85, 86, something like that. He was born in 31. So for a person of that age to be engaged and to be so active and energetic, it is just amazing. It's a blessing to have been able to talk to him, and I hope we get a chance to definitely talk a lot more. That being said, I do have the phone lines open, so if you do want to call about religious freedom or the conversations that I've had, more importantly, I went from Dr. Vile's interview straight into my interview with Mr. Griffin. And so if you have any takeaway from my conversation with Dr. Vile, that would be great as well. I will basically say this, that I've kind of been harping and harping about republicanism and things that the states need to do. And so moving forward on republicanism and these principles, let me ask you if you remember my shows that I basically aired on republicanism and the 17th Amendment and so forth. And I believe one of the times was the 21st of February and another time was the 28th. I think there was a few other times where I've mentioned it, but these two particular shows were pretty focused on republicanism. And so here's where this information is handy and why, again, you kind of want to be downloading these podcasts so that you can kind of go through these and get exposed to these. So if you happen to live in a blue state, Oregon, California, Washington, some of the blue states on the east side, some of the blue states like Illinois. Illinois is another perfect example. If you happen to live in a blue state and you are being oppressed and being financially impacted and regulated to death by the progressives in the population center, then you need to start getting with your red legislatures that happen to be elected that are out in the hinterland of the state, because there's plenty of them. If you actually look at the makeup of these blue states, there's lots of red counties, lots of them. And so what you need to do is you need to get your state legislatures on the ball by getting them to initiate a new state petition to the federal government so that they can basically get it onto their local ballot and start pursuing a division of the state and divide the state so that the liberals can have their little land space that they, you know, there's population center that they're all happy living in, and they want to regulate themselves and isolate yourself away from Chicago, isolate yourself away from Portland, isolate yourself away from Seattle. There are efforts right now in the state of Washington. There's efforts in the state of California of isolating themselves from their population centers. I believe from Oakland all the way down to, I think, Los Angeles, there is a proposal to kind of sever those cities from the rest of the state so that the rest of the state can enjoy their liberties once again and go back to abiding by the Constitution instead of the converse of that, and basically living under tyranny of the despotic rule of the progressives, having them ram down their throats this obscene education in the curriculum with Common Core, Planned Parenthood, and so forth, as well as, you know, the taxation, the handouts, the enabling of entitlements, and so forth. These progressive cities are literally destroying perfectly good states. And so what has to happen is you need to get your state legislators involved and getting them to initiate the efforts necessary to start a petition for creating a new state. Now, this is very important in doing this in the blue states, but I will also submit that this is equally important to start considering this in these dark red states. I would highly recommend that Wyoming consider a West Wyoming and an East Wyoming. And I would highly recommend that there be a West North Dakota and an East North Dakota, as well as Kansas and all of these other, Oklahoma. Every state should start looking at subdividing themselves into smaller smaller states. You know, if you read Montesquieu on his views on republicanism, he basically says that republics are better suited in smaller geographical areas. And so when you start creating the infrastructure for the cities and infrastructure for, you know, parts of the states, they're not all equal. And so there's this huge advantage of being able to divide these so that these states can then start thriving on what they have for their commerce. Western Washington has their commerce of whatever, you know, technology and so forth. But Eastern Washington, they've got mining, they've got raw resources, trees, they've got agriculture. There are all sorts of things that they could easily start I will say, exploiting as soon as they start, once they've divided and created a new state. And so there is a huge argument for starting to divide both red states and these blue states that are disproportionately balanced. I mean, if you look at Rhode Island, Rhode Island is just a blue state, and it's going to be a blue state, and it ain't going to change. And some of those really small states on the East Coast, they're not that divisible. And so these bigger states, though, they would be perfect subjects for dividing up and being able to free up the people. But the better aspect of this is the fact that in creating two Wyomings, now the people of Wyoming will gain two senators, two extra senators, so they'll have four, and then they'll gain an extra seat in Congress. So as they take an extra seat in Congress, where does that seat come from? Well, it's going to come from California or one of these more populated states. And so if you start garnering, what can end up happening, the same thing can happen for the Dakotas. The same thing can happen for multiple breakups of Montana. Montana could be broken up into five states. And by doing so, Montana would then have, 10 senators that would represent Montana and five, at a minimum of five representatives in the House. And if you start understanding the latitude that these large flyover states now have, they can literally start changing the landscape of politics in D.C., if you understand this. But more importantly, as these blue states start creating this ruckus, because there's plenty of these blue states that need to be divided and changed. New Mexico is another one. Maybe Nevada, definitely Nevada, to separate Las Vegas from the rest of Nevada, and you have a little blue dot with a big red state. And so as these states start making these applications for dividing and creating new states within the Republic, Congress is going to start scratching their head. What's going on? How come this is the new problem du jour that we have to deal with? Well, what should happen is these states should start basically rallying and complaining that the people of these states, the people of these rural areas, the outer reaches of these states, should start complaining to their congressional representatives. I have tried to have this conversation with my Republican congressional representative, and she has had no interest. I've called her to the office a couple of times. They've never called me back. But bottom line, if the states start basically, pleading and pounding and putting it out there that they're living under political tyranny of the population centers, which is a violation of the Constitution. So go back to those previous podcasts, the 21st and the 28th, and you'll kind of understand the guarantee clause, and you'll understand how important it is that we start calling out Congress to do their job, because they have failed a long, long time ago. It was second nature, and people understood Republicanism in the age of Madison. They understood that there were two constituents. The constituents in the federal level were the states and the people, and that's why they have a bicameral legislative body to one, to cover the interest of the states and be given the roles and responsibilities and powers within that body to ensure that their interests are met over treaties and those things, and that the people's interest in the House of Representatives is met as well. And that is why we have bicameral legislative bodies in every state except for one who is egregiously violating the Constitution, which is Nebraska. And so Congress has the power to define this. And so as soon as we get back from the break, I'll try to close on how they have this power and get into those details. But again, I am relegated to those who are supporting me, because I cannot afford to subsidize fighting the Republic and saving the Constitution by myself. You're more than welcome to send your contributions. I have a contributions page. And so let me get these words from our sponsors, and I'll be right back. Thank you very much. This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health?
Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
Thousands of people each month are moving to what is referred to as the Redoubt area. That's R-E-D-O-U-B-T. If you're tired of insane liberal policies and you have a growing concern in the ideological makeup of your community, you should do what many others are doing and look into joining us here in the Redoubt area. If you settle on moving to the Spokane area, you need to contact Rippey Homes to help you develop the ideal solution that can help you reduce your operational costs and reduce your dependence on the nation's aging infrastructure. Rippey Homes offers a full package service, including real estate, Passive House designers with an array of options to help you blend in with your surroundings. Why risk what is important, your family and your home? So check out Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com in the heart of the Redoubt country. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so as I was just mentioning before we went into break, that the guarantee clause has this interesting spin to it. It's not just a law or a perspective. It actually happens to be political in nature, which means that Congress has jurisdiction over those types of things, and which means that the Supreme Court has, every time a case has come before the Supreme Court where somebody is sued over the guarantee clause, they basically can say, you know what, we're going to leave this to Congress. But Congress has been failing to do anything about it. Bottom line, Congress has the ability to define what a Republican form of government is, and they have a responsibility to ensure that they maintain fidelity to as to what that actually means, as to why we have a bicameral legislative bodies and the constituents that those bodies are supposed to represent. It is ludicrous for one to think that we need two legislative bodies to represent the same constituent. The reason why we created the two legislative bodies in American republicanism is to represent the people in the House, or the representatives of the people within that legislative body. And then the Senate is the legislative body that is supposed to represent the sub-element of government's issues and their concerns. And that sub-element of government in the federal level is the states. That sub-element of government in the state level is the counties, not these legislative districts based on population. That in itself is a democratic form of representation. The Republican form of representation is based on the seats of government, and that's why counties are seats of government and have unique processes, and they have their own level of sovereignty. They may not be sovereign states and independent, but they do have a level of sovereignty and a level of ability to regulate people differently than other counties and so forth. And so I beg you to start getting your legislative representatives in these blue states that happen to be red or conservative and educate them on republicanism and how they need to start pleading to Congress, because right now you got the trifecta. If the House and the Senate basically signed resolutions of what defines a Republican form of government that forces states to send or change their representation from these population centers and allowing population centers to dictate and control states like California. That's why California has 10. They have 10 rural counties that have a single senator and two legislative representatives for these 10 counties. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. That's not a representative government. What you have is a representative government for people. In other words, a democracy. And so what can easily be done is by pleading, having these states going down this path of dividing themselves and splitting themselves into separate states, east and west Wyoming and so forth, east and west Washington and east and west Oregon, and California could probably be split up into a few states, Montana and so forth. But by doing this, then it's going to wake up Congress on their duty, because when these states are using California, Washington, and all these other blue states that want to be subdivided again in so that they have their sovereignty and liberties back, the House and the Senate in Congress will basically start recognizing that they have failed in delineating what a Republican form of government is, and they'll do their job in defining that per the original intent, so that the states can then start honoring the Constitution once again. Because once they dictate what that is, then they go out to the states and say, California, every single state in the union is actually violating it, because if you look at your state and how your legislative districts are broken up, it's done by population and not by county. And so all they've got to do is make this edict, send it out and say, you know, states, you know, fix yourself. Don't want to use the Marine Corps adjectives here, but go fix yourself. Go out there and realign your representation based on counties and make sure that you're following the Republican form of government that the Constitution intended. And you have so much time to do this. And that way they can roll over their representation, so that if you happen to live in a county that has, you know, three counties or four counties or five counties sharing one particular senator and two representatives, then it gives time for those counties to basically bring up their own representation, let the county commissioners appoint their senator, and let the people elect their representative for these counties. And then, oh, by the way, there'll be layoff notices for those in the really populated counties in Chicago, Seattle, and so forth. And they'll basically get the marching orders to say, at the end of this term, I am no longer going to be employed, or they'll all have to face each other for that Senate seat, that one Senate seat that King County gets, that one Senate seat that LA County gets, that one Senate seat that San Francisco gets, and so forth. So if you start understanding the power in following the Constitution and forcing these types of things, and I challenge anybody to think otherwise. I truly believe that if you look at the real intent and you look at the historical facts of this, and I'm working on basically a bullet point for a particular legislator in the state of Washington to provide them this, but this is going to be rolling out, and I'm just trying to get people educated, because one of the things that is going to happen is, as we start getting really smart on the Constitution, you and everybody else, then we're going to start demanding compliance to the Constitution, because if we lose the Constitution by continuing noncompliance, then that means we lose our liberties of speaking, bearing arms, religious, exercising our religious freedoms, and those types of things. And I don't think we want to go down that path, because the next step is that, you know, we also be quartering, you know, we no longer have a right of search and seizure and the privacy, all those types of things, folks. I mean, these liberties are very precious. These liberties are something we have to support and we have to defend. And so I didn't actually mean to talk so long on this, but one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I think that this is, you know, probably what you're most people are chomping at the bit that listen to talk radio, and it's the marketing. Well, as GR puts it, it's the marketing. Because if you start looking at what's going on in the news, you know, this huge, monstrous, and unconstitutional budget that just got passed, and how Trump had just signed it off, this budget / deficit spending, to me, is marketing. How much more of your future are they going to leverage and hawk and put in debt before you're willing to stand up and say no? You have to abide by the Constitution as it is written and as it is intended, and no longer can you just make it up as you go along. It's time to grow up, politicians, and it's time to meet your maker. And guess who that maker is? It's the states. The states have the authority over the Constitution. I don't know how many times I'm going to be teaching you this, but I'm hoping that this marketing is helping you drive to the conclusion that things aren't going to change. As a matter of fact, if you put this in context of the old concept of water cooler talk at work, you're always going to have trash to talk about of what, you know, the deficit spending, abortion. You're always going to have those issues to talk about, and you'll never get rid of them. So technically, you're just wasting your time, your employer's time, all sorts of productivity by even focusing on those things, unless you finally get the epiphany that there's actually a process that we have that's been bestowed upon us within the Constitution itself. It is the Constitution that will save the Constitution as long as the states assert their authority over that. And so that should be the cooler talk. When you go to work next week, you should be saying, hey, what do you know about Republic Review? Supposedly, Republic Review can actually get rid of all this unconstitutional government, all these entitlement and social engineering programs, and the Department of Education and healthcare. I mean, we can literally get the powers back to the states and allow the states to do these things. What do you think about that? Have you heard about that? Wow. And instead of worrying about, and I'll put it into this metaphor because I'm almost out of time. Just imagine thousands of trains all descending upon one train station in all these different directions from elevations and, you know, horizontally, vertically. They're all just piling into this train station all at once. And so everybody's watching this big, huge catastrophe that is going on. That is what is happening in DC and in the world. And as long as you stand there and watch it, it will consume us and destroy us. As soon as we go, hey, there's a solution to this, we can stop this, and we start actually getting smart on republicanism and republic review and taking back the contract, then lo and behold, my friends, we will actually have something even more important to engage our lives in, and we will be reclaiming the republic. I am G.R. Mobley. This is Reclaiming the Republic. I will be back next week, and I will have more republicanism for you. Surprise! And so we'll talk to you then. Thank you so much. Bye.